Hello, my Christian friends. This is your teacher, C. Ernest Fatham, again. And today we are to consider lesson number 9 in this course, The Good News. The title of number 9 is Feelings or Facts, or, perhaps better still, How May I Know That I Am Saved? Now, our lesson today contains some very solid biblical reasons how we may have the fullest assurance and confidence that it's well with our souls for eternity. Furthermore, these positive Bible declarations that appear in the lesson are helpfully illustrated by some splendid illustrations, and I know that you'll find them very revealing and assuring. Supposing we were to start with 1 John 5:12-13. You'll notice that under the third heading of our lesson today, Have You Believed in Christ? The author refers us to this very helpful statement. That's right, 1 John, now not the Gospel by John, the Epistle of John, 1st Epistle of John, way over toward the end of the New Testament, the 5th chapter, and the 13th verse. As a matter of fact, I think I shall read verses 12 and 13 in the American Standard Version, slightly different from the good old authorized version, but not vitally different, of course. 1 John 5:12, He that hath the Son hath the light. He that hath not the Son of God hath not the light. These things have I written unto you, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, even unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. Now, if you were to say to me, I'm not sure that I really believe, and even if I do believe, I'm still not sure then that I have eternal life. If you were to say this to me, I might pointedly ask you, believe whom? You see, it's not a matter merely of believing what, but whom. Can I not believe God? Dare I make him a liar? Notice how blunt John is in 1 John 5:10. He that believeth on the Son, or rather, he that believeth on the Son of God, hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. Now this is very, very helpful. The Holy Spirit within the believer is the indwelling, the subjective witness. He that believeth on the Son of God hath a witness in himself. That's the Holy Spirit who bears witness with my spirit that I am a child of God. That's the subjective evidence. But then there's the objective, that which is outside of myself. He that believeth not God says he hath made him a liar, because he believes not the record, the witness, the testimony that God gave of his Son. Supposing you were to ask me today, Sir, are you married? And I were to look at you with a puzzled expression and say, well, that's a pretty difficult question to answer. As a matter, to be very honest, sometimes I think I am married, and then other times I have real doubts. Sometimes I feel certain, and then other times I feel just as uncertain. To tell the truth, I'm not really sure whether I'm married or not. You'd look at me in blank amazement, and you'd say, I just don't understand you. Did you ever stand before a minister and utter those words in answer to his question, wilt thou receive this woman to be thy lawful wedded wife, and so on? Did you say, I will? Did you say a little later in the ceremony, I do? And so those questions, I would say, yes, oh yes, I did. Well, you might say further, do you have a certificate, a wedding certificate? Yes, I have that. If that's, you mean a piece of paper? Yes. And still you're not sure if you're married? Oh, friends, I wouldn't talk like that. I'd say, yes, indeed, I'm married and happily married, and I have the document to prove it. And yet when I say to believers sometimes, are you saved? You tell me you have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. You have trusted Him who shed His precious blood for you on the cross and whom God raised from the dead. Are you saved? Oh, away with this doubtful type of thing that says, well, I'm not really sure. For I would say, well, do you have the certifying document? Can you not believe the document, the record, the testimony that God has given of His Son? You see, it's the Word of God that makes us sure. Now, lesson number 9 points out that it is the blood of Christ that makes us safe, but it's the Word of God that makes us sure. Now, this is very helpful. The precious blood of Christ and what God thinks of that sacrifice that was offered by the Savior on the cross on my behalf is the ground of my safety. But the Word of God is the testifying document that makes me know. It makes me certain. Let me illustrate. Supposing you have an aunt who is rather elderly and who is reputed as being considerably wealthy. Your aunt, let us suppose, takes you into her confidence. You've always been pretty close. And one day, this particular aunt, let's call her Aunt Harriet, calls you to one side and confides in you. And in the course of the conversation, she indicates. Oh, she doesn't say it in so many words, but she hints, or more than hints, that she is going to leave you a remembrance, a legacy in her will. Now, you find that this is very interesting news. As a matter of fact, it's quite exciting. And for many, many months after that interview, you secretly speculate as to, if she really meant it, and if so, what the amount of the legacy might be, and so on. Well, after some years, Aunt Harriet passes away. And you're more curious now than ever. Did she really remember me in her will? Perhaps a friend, a very, very close friend in whom you have confided this information, might come to you and say, now that your Aunt Harriet is gone, did she keep her promise? Of course, it's none of my business, but I am interested. And you were to say, well, I'm really not sure. I hope so. She certainly spoke that way. And sometimes I feel that the answer should be yes. Yes, I feel that she did. But then on other occasions I have doubts about it. I just wonder if I got it straight when I talked to her several years ago. And really, I'm not sure whether she did or not. But someone says, but what about the will? And you might say, well, I really don't know. I don't know whether the will has been properly, I don't know. I don't know. But then one day a lawyer phones you. And a lawyer calls you into his office and he reads to you the will and you listen breathlessly until, sure enough, your name is mentioned. And in this will, Aunt Harriet has definitely named you, identified you as among her heirs, and she has assigned to you a certain large legacy. Now, you see, this would clear your mind of all doubts entirely. It isn't now a matter of speculation. It isn't a matter of feeling and opinion. It's a matter of assurance. You have the legal evidence that you are among the heirs. Now, the Word of God is like that will, and the Holy Spirit delights to interpret the will of our Lord to us. And He says that we're named in the heirs. He that hath the Son hath the life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. And so, how good it is to realize that we can be sure today that we are the happy possessors of eternal life. And, you know, the very fact that God has given the Holy Spirit to us, as we've said, and the Holy Spirit, according to Romans 8:16, as our lesson today points out, says that the Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And then this is reinforced, is it not, by the change in one's life and one's ways, so that we can rest assured that all is well. You know, there's an inelegant little verse that I don't appreciate particularly. Sometimes folks sing it to religious music, and the words go like this. 'Tis a point I long to know, oft it causes anxious thought. Do I love the Lord or no? Am I his or am I not? Now you'll agree that there isn't much in the way of assurance and confidence in that. The writer is looking in and saying, I'm not sure whether I love the Lord or whether I don't know, love him. I'm not sure whether I belong to him or not. Supposing I were to change a word or two and sing the song something like this. 'Tis a point I long to know. Oft it causes anxious thought. Do I love my wife or no? Am I hers or am I not? You see, friends, people on hearing that would say, well, this is a strange situation. He's not sure whether he belongs to his wife and his wife belongs to him. Ah, yes, my friends, there's no question about that whatsoever. And when we come to the Word of God, and as we realize that God has spoken with a ringing assurance in his words, such as a statement like this, John 3:36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Then, we are believers on him. We're on the top of this wonderful verse. We are among those who believe on the Son of God. And the result is that we have here and now everlasting life. And so we cry, let God be true, and every man a liar. Or we echo the words of David in the 19th Psalm, the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Well, now for a few questions in connection with this lesson. How do I know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Do I understand that the blood of Christ makes me safe and that the Word of God makes me sure? Why are doubting so dishonoring to God? Then, can I not fully believe the statement of John 3:36? Now let's go over the lesson again, review it, and look over the next lesson, lesson number 10, and don't forget the examination covering lessons 8 and lesson 9.